Well, it's no secret that Kosher Halftime Show number 10 is this coming Sunday, and we've been discussing all the different ways to access it. The Rothenberg family, again, injurylawyer.com, the Rothenberg Law Firm, is sponsoring, presenting our Kosher Halftime Show because they get it. They get it that it's a great shtick and a great message that when the entire country is watching, you know, the NFL's halftime show, whether you watch it during halftime or whether you watch it afterwards, it's great to have a kosher halftime show to gravitate to for our community and for our kids. And Pepsi was not able to hold on to the halftime show, but the Rothenbergs were able to hold on to the kosher halftime show. How do you like that? Anyway, Ross Rothenberg is with us live via telephone. I remind you that Ross is representing a family that has an added interest in this year's Super Bowl. Because the Philadelphia Eagles, and I'm going to be as respectful as possible, the Philadelphia Eagles, because, hey, you know, we're not supposed to talk about Philadelphia sports teams, you know, with great reverence, but the Philadelphia Eagles are representing the NFC in this year's Super Bowl this coming Sunday. Ross Rothenberg, a pleasure to welcome you back to JM in the AM.
Good morning, Malcolm.
Pepsi couldn't hold on to the NFL halftime show, but the Rothenbergs held on to the kosher halftime show.
20-year contract, Malcolm. Not giving it up.
I love it. Thank you. And this being a big 10th anniversary, it's even better. And you said to me, which was great, I love this moment, I've repeated it so many times, you said to me, well, you're likely, obviously, because of your affiliation with the Philadelphia sports teams, you'll likely be at the game. You won't be able to see the kosher halftime show. And then you caught yourself and said, wait, what am I talking about? Either during halftime or any time during my trip, I could just look on my phone and see what you guys put together. So that was a great moment for us, Ross, because, yes, people can access it whenever they want and have a good time with it, even if they are sitting in the stadium in Phoenix, Arizona. How cool is that, huh?
Malcolm, it's not to say I won't have blindfolds on and earphones on and listen to it during the actual game. I'm not saying I'm going to, but it is a possibility.
It certainly is a possibility. By the way, I was having lunch with somebody that you went to high school with, and we were talking about your family's, you know, love for sports, and believe me, my family can appreciate that because we love our teams as much as you love your teams. And he says he remembers, I think he said high school, maybe it was elementary school, he remembers when Gary Maddox, I think it was your father who brought Gary Maddox, the great center fielder for the Phillies, to your school. Do you remember that?
I do. It was about 1981 or 82, brought to the Beth Jacobs School in Elkins Park, Pennsylvania.
How cool.
Secretary of Defense.
Well, Reggie,
he played right field. That was the Minister of Defense. This is the Secretary of Defense.
Oh, my gosh.
Right field, left field, and center field. At the same time.
I didn't even realize that. Minister of Defense being your Reggie White of the Eagles. I didn't realize that he was called Secretary of Defense Gary Maddox.
I believe he was.
That's pretty cool.
I was young. I think that was his nickname, yes.
That's pretty cool.
He spoke to him.
And I remember him as a kid with the big afro, and your classmate said to me that he remembers how he put a yarmulke on top of that big afro when he visited your school.
I do remember him walking in. I was about 7 or 8 years old at the time.
Unbelievable. That's pretty cool. Look, it's not fair to put you on the spot because obviously this is a situation that many people would want to, you know, would want to remain private. But obviously there's a lot of curiosity out there. I mean, is this going to be a large contingent of the Rothenbergs heading out to Phoenix or just a representation? I mean, what's Sunday going to look like for your family?
There will be at least four there.
Nice.
At least four as of now.
And that must, that,
what happens.
That, I mean, I, look, I can't relate. You know, my team is never going to make the Super Bowl, so you know I can't relate to this, but it must be the greatest feeling to go and enjoy this as a family together and have this experience together.
Malcolm, I'm taking my two sons, and I can't think of, I'm sure there are better bonding experiences in life. It's something I've been looking forward to for many, many years. And we'll see Monday morning how, you know.
Pretty cool.
What the experience is like. Yeah,
I was looking through the Eagles Super Bowl history, and the starting quarterback. Who was the? You can tell me who was the starting quarterback with the Philly special against New England. What was his name? I can't remember now.
That was Nick Foles.
That was Nick Foles. Then I saw in the loss to New England, it was Donovan McNabb, and I'm saying to myself, how could I, who in high school was Mr. NFL, how can I not remember who the starting quarterback was in the first Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl appearance, and I looked it up. It was Ron Jaworski.
The Polish rifle. The Polish rifle.
Yeah, I couldn't believe I couldn't remember that. Anyway, that's the Eagles' history, and you're looking to keep the Super Bowl streak alive this coming Sunday as they have won their most recent visit 5 years ago. And you know it's going to be a tough contest, Ross, right? I mean, you do have, I'm sure, tremendous respect for these skill players on the other side of the field, right?
Always, always respect your opponent. I'm just there as a fan, you know?
I got that. We'll see what happens. A lot of people rooting for Kansas City, but, you know, I want the Rothenbergs to be in a good mood Monday morning. So I
just hope, not the start, but I just hope the Empire State Building is lit up again in the beautiful Eagle Green as it was last week.
Does that hurt?
Yeah, a little bit of a dagger, but listen, it happens, and hopefully it will happen again.
How are things? Yeah, and again, a big thank you, because it's not just us, but it's so many community initiatives that the Rothenberg Law Firm sponsors and undertakes and makes sure to be at the forefront of. You and your family, obviously your parents, take that very seriously. It's something that I remember from God knows how many years ago that the Rothenbergs attached their name to so many great community causes. How is the law firm doing? I know that there are multiple offices and a lot of staff members at this point, and family members who have joined as the family continues to grow, thank God. What can you tell us? What's the update in terms of how things are in your business?
Business is, I hate to say good, because but we are here to help people, and that's what we continue to do. We're continually growing. Please God, the next generation will be joining the firm shortly. Wow. In one of our offices, and we continue to grow, and we are here for, obviously, the all of the Jewish community as a whole, and really everybody. You know, that's what we've been doing this for over 50 years now.
Those of you looking for information, it's injurylawyer.com, injurylawyer.com. And plenty of people who are listening right now have utilized the services of the Rothenbergs. But the added component, Ross, the added component, there are a lot of great law firms and a lot of great businesses and a lot of, outfits that, you know, have become well-known for their specialty. Obviously, your firm is now known all these decades later, you know, for what they do best, which is appreciated. But the whole community angle, where you feel it's important, and you and your family feel it's important to get involved in as many events as possible and sponsor as many charities as possible. I mean, it feels like that whole piece is like a separate part of the company. Does it sometimes feel that way, that, you know, the outreach that you guys do to the community is sort of like a separate part of the entire operation?
You know, Nahum, my father often says, you know, you can fake being there. You can fake care, but you can't fake being there. But the same thing, you can't fake doing. If it was anything in life, if you want to do something, you want to get involved, get involved. There's things, you know, thank God we're known for, the things that we're not necessarily known for, but we do. And I know you, Nahum, you're all over the world doing things that, you know, people know about, people don't know about. Anybody can do it. It's just, you know, getting involved. But yes, thankfully, we have, Hashem has blessed us with the ability to get involved in so many different organizations. And, you know, we can't do, you know, it's unfortunate we have to say no sometimes, but anyway, whether it's just, whether it's giving of our finances or just of our time, it's something we take very seriously. So to say it's a part of the company, perhaps, but it's something that's, you know, it's really inculcated in us and it's really all of our employees as well, you know, try to give back in any which way we can.
Well, it's an important message. And yeah, what you said is so true. Anybody out there who really wants to be involved, it's not that difficult, folks. It's not that difficult. And the Rothenbergs obviously have been A1 in that area. Well, I thank you very, very much for again presenting. Like I said, Pepsi couldn't hold on to the halftime show, but the Rothenbergs held on to the kosher halftime show, and I thank you for doing that. Because you know what it is, Ross, as I always say to you privately, it's essentially a shtick or a message, a statement that, you know, just because the NFL offers something that goes in a certain direction, which I know plenty of our people in our community, you know, will watch and enjoy, it doesn't mean there shouldn't be an alternative for people, so that we can make a statement that there needs to be family-friendly entertainment. So we thank you for that. By the way, this is a discussion that goes on in my house all the time. You know, we discuss our favorite sports teams from the different sports, and, you know, which of the teams do you most want to win? So if I said to you, just out of curiosity, if I said to you Phillies, Eagles, Sixers, which championship would be the one that you would put in for?
That's easy. Phillies, Eagles, Sixers. It would certainly be Eagles, but you didn't ask about the Flyers. That's my team.
Really?
Team in the it is for years. So right now, Eagles are my team.
It's so funny. Hockey has really fallen off of the Seagull sports map. We don't even discuss the local hockey teams, but that's it. If you had to choose, it would be the Eagles. They're the ones that you're desperate to always be on top. All right, with that in mind.
Without taking a dagger, a lot of your listeners, unfortunately, a lot of the New York sports teams have fallen off the last few years. But perhaps one day.
Perhaps is right. Like I said, I'd like to have the feeling that you're going to have with your kids this coming Sunday. Ross, good luck. Enjoy the trip. And all seriousness, good luck to the Eagles. And thanks so much again for all your involvement here. It's much appreciated.
Thank you, Nelson. Be well. Do your thing. And we love being a partner.
Ross Rothenberg, everybody. InjuryLawyer.com for the Rothenberg Law Firm. Again, they are the presenting sponsor of our Kosher Halftime Show 2023, which is the 10th annual show this coming Sunday, and we thank them. Good luck to the Eagles. And, of course, Harry Rothenberg, who's one of the members of the Rothenberg family, is going to be with us tomorrow morning like he is every Friday morning in the 7 o'clock hour with words about Parshas Yisro right here at JM in the AM. It is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio, around the world, the web at NahumSiegel.com, on the Nahum Siegel Network, and, of course, on the beloved NSN app.